Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Melio, the Gentle Flame, a biography from League of Legends. Read to you by Prestige Edition. Melio's story began generations ago with his grandmother, Lupe, and her twin sister, Lune, two elemental masters who wove their respective earth and fire axioms together to overcome the Vidalion's trials and join the Yuntal. But after Lune was caught plotting against the Yuntal, both sisters were convicted of her crime and punished as twins. Lupe was banished to the farthest reaches of Ishtal, and Lune all but vanished, taking with her the last of Lupe's trust. By the time Melio was born, his family had done all they could to make the best of their new lives. He knew only love and laughter, and to him, life in the village was paradise. What more could they ever need? When Melio was old enough, Lupe tried to teach her grandson the Axiomata. Where the rest of her family had failed her, Melio showed promise and took to the elements naturally, but struggled to grasp the rules and rigidity of the discipline. Disappointed, Lupe gave up hope, abandoning Melio's teachings. Melio, however, continued to learn on his own. Away from the guidance of his grandmother, he abandoned the restrictions she had tried to impose on him. Studying nature itself, he intuited his own set of rules and eventually mastered fire, the one axiom his grandmother wouldn't teach him. But something bothered Melio about fire. Did it have to be so destructive? Especially when he saw the potential for it to do more. The answer revealed itself one night while Melio was chasing the glow of summer fireflies. They led him to one of the village's hunters who was injured and unable to move. Melio tried to keep her stable with his fire axiom, but it wasn't enough. Knowing the village healer was too far, he tried desperately to adapt the axiom into a force that could heal. As he placed his hands on the hunter's stomach to support her wound, he felt a flicker of warmth. It was so familiar and soothing, like he was touching her soul, her inner flame. Then, Melio began to feel that same flame within himself. He could feel it within the trees, within the leaves, as if each part of the jungle was coming to life like a cozy bonfire. Focusing all his energy into that feeling, he used what nature had taught him to manifest that fire. What emerged was a creature, small and timid, with wide, friendly eyes. Melio placed it on the hunter's wound and felt the creature, his inner flame, heal her from the inside out. That night, he discovered an entirely new axiom, which he affectionately named Soothing Fire. Melio ran home to show his family what he'd done. Before their eyes, he manifested another soothing flame that danced happily in the palm of his hand. His Fuemigo, and his family celebrated. Grandmother Lupe, however, was unsettled by this achievement. Seeing Melio's mastery of the Axiomata at such a young age, Lupe knew that her grandson had done what the rest of her family failed to do. With his abilities, he could finally end their exile and restore them to their rightful place among Ishtal's ruling caste. However, she was troubled by his fascination with fire and how his burgeoning skills went against the traditional teachings of the Axiomata. Despite this, Lupe threw everything into her last chance at redemption. Milio became her sole focus as she nurtured and shaped his abilities, preparing him to leave home, travel to Ishaokan, and finally free her from the burden of her sister's failures. Milio felt this weight upon his shoulders, and the thought of leaving home on his own terrified him. But because Milio loved his family more than anything, he would find the courage if it meant ensuring their happiness. In preparation for the journey, he and his grandmother fashioned a special backpack that Milio called his Fernacita, inside of which he could keep his ever-burning Fuemigo. Then, with a heavy heart and a wide smile, Milio, at only 12 years old, left his village behind, outfitted with only his trusty Fernacita and some new clothes made by his family. He traveled the entirety of Ishtal, forging his way through the jungle, camping underneath the stars, and making friends along the way, all while sending frequent letters home that detailed his exciting adventures. After a long journey, Milio finally made it to Ishaokan, where he's since begun his training to challenge the Vidalion. The boy with the soothing flames has caught the eye of more than a few, including Lune, currently imprisoned beneath the city and biding her time. Even Milio notices the whispering that accompanies him around the city. But his focus is on joining the Yuntal and making his family proud. Thanks for listening. All credit for these stories goes to Riot Games and League of Legends. Full details can be found in the video description. If you enjoyed this production, please hit like and subscribe. There's a lot more coming.